new car test here at Daytona International Speedway. We'd like to ask you to open up, Carl, just with how things gone for you today so far out there on the track.
Eric Darnell spent yesterday getting the car comfortable. And, you know, the first thing is for me to walk in the garage and, you know, to see all these really neat-looking race cars. I mean, they just look cool. And that Mustang looks great. I'm proud to be driving one. And out there on the racetrack, they took all the, I guess, the things that we complain about here, you know, the nose sliding off of the corners, you know, not enough front grip, it gets tight. And they fixed all that because they are screaming loose, and it's exciting. I mean, it's really, really difficult right now to race very close and keep your car going the way you want it to go. So that's what we're struggling with, is tightening up the car, making it handle better. And I think we're going to go run in a big pack here at 1:30. So I told all the fans out there they need to go stand up on top of the garage and watch this, because it's going to be insane. So, you know, if we can get the cars tuned a little better, if we can spend today, you know, the rest of today getting the balance better, and then maybe that test day or that practice day on Wednesday before we come working on the cars a little more, you know, hopefully they'll be a little more predictable. But for now, it's wild. It's like Brendan Gaughan and I were talking, it's like the 2003 truck race, you know, when it was my first one, and they're just a handful. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
We're also joined, this is our NASCAR weekly teleconference as well, so we have some folks on the phone who we'll be getting to here shortly. But first, let's go ahead and get to our friends here in the media center. If you have a question, let us know. Please give us your name and affiliation first.
Lee Spencer, Fox Sports. Can you talk a little bit, the contrast, the old car, everyone is saying, seems tremendously tight compared to what
right.
you have now. So, you know, where do you find the balance of that? And from what I understand, it's going to come with the mechanical end of adjusting it, because there's right. not a lot of play with the aerodynamics.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about the tire that we're running and the, you know, and the shocks that we've got mandated and things like that. We're put together with a different style car than this. So, right now, it literally my car feels like the left front tire, you know, is pinned to the racetrack, and the rest of the car is just spinning around that the whole way around. So it's, you know, it's pretty exciting. I drove into the corner behind Brendan Gaughan, and I could literally see he's sliding up the racetrack, and I could see his front tires turning like a sprint car, you know, chasing this thing all the way up the racetrack. So it's pretty wild. And that's the feeling that my car has, and it looks like some of the other cars feel the same way. I haven't talked to a lot of the drivers, but we're kind of having to go to extremes mechanically to tighten the car up, and I think that's where we'll just end up with a new baseline, you know, which is far tighter than what we expected.
Yeah, Carl, Dave Robin with NASCAR.com. These cars look so different, and you mentioned that 2003 truck. What do you most relate the way this vehicle drives to anything you've ever driven in your career?
You know, it just drives with a ton of front grip. So it feels, you know, I don't know if you ever did this when you go to your kid and you pull your front wheel drive car up on some trays like at you know, at local drive-through restaurant, and then you set the emergency brake and you drive around the parking lot with the rears on the trays and just slide around. I don't know if anybody else has ever done it, but that's kind of what it feels like. So it's you know, it's pretty wild. Yeah, and the thing about that is that when it's difficult like that and it's dynamic, it's going to make for a very exciting race. What I hope for is that it doesn't make it so hard to drive them around one another that there's just wrecks because guys, you know, the car snaps loose and stuff. So we'll have to make sure we can get them tight enough that we can still race aggressively and not be at risk of disaster there.
The Godwin Kelly, News Journal, the way the track is now, are you comfortable with the old surface? I mean, is everything holding up out there okay?
I love the surface of this racetrack. I think it makes it one of the neatest racetracks we go to. Because there's bumps and there's slick spots and there's spots that have a little more banking and there's you know, there's a lot going on the racetrack. And so as a driver, you know, I grew up racing at at dirt tracks, and that's how the tracks were. There was always, like, you know, there was always a hole somewhere that you didn't want to run through, and there's always a little grip somewhere else, and I really like it. So I'll miss this surface when they repave it. I like the dynamic racetracks like this. The bumpier and rougher and slicker and that they are, the better.
Can you talk about Ford this year at NASCAR? They haven't won a Racing Cup, and
yeah,
I guess you guys are maybe holding your own in nationwide. But
yeah, we're just Roush Fenway. I don't know about I can't speak for any other teams, but Roush Fenway, we just need to be better. You know, we just need to be a little faster, and that's what it boils down to. We've got great pit stops. We've got, you know, great team chemistry. We just have to be faster. And the thing that's a little bit frustrating about that is that I believe that, you know, Ford as a company, as a car manufacturer, they're doing as well or better than anyone else, and they make the greatest cars on the road, and we have to work with them more closely and figure out what we're lacking here, because we should be winning races. You know, Matt Kenseth, Craig Biffle, you know, the drivers that we have over here are the best in the garage, I believe, and we should be winning more races.
Ladies and gentlemen on the phone, if you do have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad now.
Did you press *1? You got to press *1. We were this far away, you know, and now we're closer. And, you know, if you look at Richmond was the best that I've run in our 99 teams run. We passed, and they dropped the green flag. We passed 10 or 15 cars. We're moving forward, finished fifth, led a couple laps. That would have been one of our worst days in 2008. That was one of our best days that we've had in a long time. We went to Darlington. We struggled. But then at Dover, you know, you look how well Matt ran, and, you know, we ended up seventh or eighth, or eighth, I think, and you know we're getting better. So it's not. I feel like we've seen the bottom and we're headed back up, but it's like Jack said, we need to get this going. We need to figure this out now. We can't come up with something that's going to work next year. We need to get better. And I've been to the shop the last 2 weeks, and the guys are just, I mean, they've got their heads down. They're working hard, but you know, hopefully we can come up with some things. I think we're getting closer, though. I really do. That's not optimism. That's how I really feel.
Reed Spencer with Sporting News. Understanding that this new car is in its infancy, with the front grip and the looseness that you're experiencing now, is that really a better starting point than what you had with the Cup COT, which was push you through the middle of the corner and tough to turn?
That's a really good point. It's nice to go down there and ask her and say, hey, man, this thing's way too loose, because, you know, we've got all sorts of ways to tighten cars up, but if they just won't turn, then you're in trouble. So this is a much better starting point. And I think NASCAR and you know, everyone, you know, as much as I was, you know, I told him, man, this thing's way, way too loose. But as we worked on it throughout the day since I've been here, we've got better. So that is a much better starting place than being tight. Because when they're pinned down in the rear, just, man, it's hard to get them to turn.
Let's go ahead and take some calls for Carl Edwards, please.
Our first question over the phone comes from Joe Mika from the Pocono Record. Please state your question.
Carl, you'll be at Pocono here in a couple weeks, and this is a place that you've had a lot of success, especially early on in your career. Just talk about what Pocono does to set up to your driving style and how you look forward to coming back here in a couple of weeks.
And Pocono is a blast. I think all the drivers like racing at Pocono. It's just such a neat racetrack. I mean, it's... You know, you go down into turn one there, you're going so fast, and you feel like you're kind of, it's such a long straightaway that you go down the straightaway, you don't realize how fast you're going until you get to the end of that straightaway, and as it gets closer and closer, you're looking at those signs, you know, 6, 5, 4, 3, and you're thinking, man, I don't think I drove this deep last time. You know, you kind of question yourself because you're going so fast. And then you come off of that corner off of turn one and two, and there's these big bumps, and the car's moving around a lot. And down the back straightaway, there's those trees. I don't know, are those cypress trees? Or I don't know what they are. It's some sort of tree down the back straight. It's kind of hanging over the back straightaway, and the car in front of me is blowing the trees. And it's just neat. The tunnel turns crazy. The last corner, one of the neatest corners in our series right now is that turn three, that long flat corner, because they paved a strip on the outside, and so I don't know what the thinking was there. It must have been coming up or something, but that pavement has more grip than the other pavement at the bottom. So now everybody goes in there and slides up to the cushion like a dirt race, and you come off of that corner and drive down, you know, 2/3 of a mile long straightaway. So it's really fun. My first race there, I couldn't believe we won it. It was a great race. I raced with Brian Vickers, one of the best battles I've had, and it's just a fun place to go to. I really like it.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Jeff Papone from the Globe and Mail. Please state your question.
Hey, Carl, just going back to the Sprint Cup, and I was actually talking to another driver, I'm not going to name him, but this week, and he said you're making him look bad because he picked you to be the guy to upset Jimmy Johnson this year if anybody was going to do it. And I guess I'm just wondering, what are the other guys doing, the Chevys and the Toyotas, that you're not able to match, and exactly what is it in the car that you really need to improve?
Yeah, that might have been last year he picked me. I don't think he picked me this year, but maybe he did. The thing is, our cars just have to drive. They just have to be faster. They have to drive a little better. They have to have a little more speed. And I know that sounds very simple because, I mean, this is racing. That's what we do. But in 2008, you know, if I finished third in a race, I mean, I was upset. I was mad. I felt like we could win every race we went to, It was just simpler. Our cars were just faster. And what's happened is things have evolved. And, for the last year or so, we've struggled with the center of the corner, getting the car to turn in the center of the corner. And it's just been tough. But we're kind of figuring out maybe some of the things that we've been missing. And, and hopefully we'll get better. But as a driver, I feel like I'm a lot better than I was 2 years ago. I've learned a lot of things. And I just can't wait for my car to be better so that we can go out here and win some races. So there's still hope yet.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Dwight Drum, Racetake.com. As far as regards to drivers losing their tempers on the track and doing something about it, do you think that fans misunderstand just how competitive you guys are? And I want to give you a quote from about 2 years ago when Jeff Gordon got at the little pushing match with Matt Kenseth. He said, "We're not robots."
Yeah.
Do you have a comment on it?
Yeah, I wouldn't know much about any of that. it's competition. I mean, people. It's somebody said something. I think everybody was really shocked when I got mad, did something. One of my things I did, and someone had a good comment. They said it's not, a smile and a rosy demeanor sure doesn't get you around the racetrack. Once you get out there and you're racing, it's on. I mean, it's time to race. And I think that that's something that any person can relate to. I mean, when you're competing and it's the heat of the battle, you gotta put it out there and you gotta go. And I think that NASCAR has done a really good job of I think the have at it boys mentality is a good thing for the sport. And I think that you'll see some things go on, but in the end, the number of incidents will probably be fewer because guys know that they can't just get away with them, scot-free. So there might be a little bit of a penalty for taking advantage of someone, and NASCAR is going to let us take care of that. I think that's good.